Chapter 12. Lost in the Darkness. From that time on, I have thought of nothing but revenge and the need to put an end to the horror. The night before I left Geneva, I went to the cemetery where my victims were buried. Filled with rage, I knelt by their graves and swore that I would take revenge for their deaths. In the quiet of the night, I heard a loud laugh and a familiar voice said, "I am satisfied. You have decided to live, and I am satisfied." I ran towards the voice, but he was not there, and in the moonlight I saw the giant figure running away. I pursued him, and have been pursuing him now for many months, but he always escapes. I have followed him to France and across the Mediterranean. I saw him hide in a ship going to the Black Sea, so I sailed in the same ship, but again he escaped. I followed him to Russia, and there the peasants, terrified by his appearance, told me which route he had taken. I have travelled through rain and snow, heat and cold. I have often been exhausted, hungry and thirsty. Sometimes food was given to me, and other times I ate the meat of wild animals. Sometimes he left clues. My enemy has written mocking messages on trees and stones for me to read. This has only increased my anger and made me even more determined to find him. Some weeks ago, I obtained a sledge and dogs to travel over the snow and ice more quickly. I did not know how my enemy was travelling, but I knew that I was beginning to catch up with him. When I was near the ocean, I was told he was only one day ahead of me. He had arrived at a small village and had taken their supply of winter food. He put it on a sledge and went towards the sea. I bought a good supply of food for myself and followed him. This was 3 weeks ago. When my enemy was almost in my hands, I lost him once again, and more completely than before. There was a kind of tsunami at sea. The wind rose and the sea crashed around me with a tremendous roar. In a few minutes, there was a stormy ocean between us, and I was left floating on a piece of ice that was getting smaller and smaller. I spent many terrifying hours this way. Several of my dogs died, and I thought that my end had come. Then I saw your ship, and your men saved me. But I am dying, and I have not finished my task yet. If I die before I find him, Walton, you must promise me that he will not escape. I do not ask you to continue my hunt with all its difficulties, but if he appears to you after I am dead, promise me that he will not live. Do not listen to his words. He speaks well and will try to persuade you to help him, but don't trust him. Remember William, Justine, Clerval, Elizabeth, and my father, and kill him for me. It took Frankenstein a week to tell Robert Walton his story. By the end of the week, the ship and its crew were surrounded by mountains of ice, and they were in great danger. The crew made Walton promise that if they managed to get off the ice, they would not continue their voyage, but would return to England. Although Walton was disappointed, he agreed. Frankenstein became progressively weaker and hardly had the strength to talk. Before he died, he begged Walton once again to kill the monster for him, if he had the opportunity. "I no longer feel the need for revenge, and I no longer hate him," he said. "But he must die. I created him and had a duty towards him, but I also have a duty to my family and friends. I was right to refuse to create a wife for him, but he has killed the people I loved, and I don't know if his wish for revenge is over. It was my task to destroy him, and I have failed. I ask you now to finish my work for me." As he spoke, his voice became weaker and weaker, and a few hours later, Victor Frankenstein drew his last breath. Finally, he was at peace. The ice was beginning to melt, so Walton and his crew started their return journey to England. One night, about midnight, Walton heard strange sounds coming from the cabin where Frankenstein still lay. The captain went into the cabin and saw a terrifying sight. A gigantic figure with a terrible face was crying over Victor's body, and his expression was one of intense suffering. "You are also my victim," he cried to the dead man. "I have destroyed you and everyone you loved. Why did you reject me? All I wanted was the company of other people and someone to love. I wanted to be happy. You refused my request, so I did what I did. But I am miserable." Walton felt some sympathy listening to the monster, but he remembered Victor's words before he died. The monster looked up and spoke to Walton. "The world has not treated me fairly. I wanted love and friendship, but everyone has rejected me. You hate me, but not those who have treated me so badly. Why don't you hate Felix, who beat me so cruelly? Why don't you hate the man who tried to kill me after I rescued his child from the lake? I know I've done terrible things. I've killed people who never harmed me, and now I've killed my creator. Don't be afraid that I will kill others. My own death is the only task that remains for me now. I will leave your ship by the same means I arrived. I will find the most northern part of the world, and I will die there. Maybe death will bring me peace." With these final words, he jumped from the cabin window onto the ice which lay close to the ship. Walton and his men watched as the huge man was carried away by the waves and lost in the darkness.